decades ago, has now spun out into every corner of commerce, from shoes to chefs. Our media is obsessed with what's hot and what's not. Hits, in short, rule. Yet look a little closer, and you'll see that this picture, which first emerged with the post-war broadcast era of radio and television, is now starting to tatter at the edges. Hits are starting to, gasp, rule less. Number one is still number one, but the sales that go with that are not what they once were. Most of the top 50 best-selling albums of all time were recorded in the 70s and 80s, the Eagles, Michael Jackson, and none of them were made in the past 5 years. Hollywood box office revenues were down by more than 6% in 2005, reflecting the reality that the theater-going audience is falling even as the population grows. Every year, network TV loses more of its audience to hundreds of niche cable channels. Males aged 18 to 34, the most desirable audience for advertisers, are starting to turn off the TV altogether, shifting more and more of their screen time to the internet and video games. The ratings of top TV shows have been falling for decades, and the number one show today wouldn't have made the top 10 in 1970. In short, although we still obsess over hits, they're not quite the economic force they once were. Where are all those fickle consumers going instead? No single place. They are scattered to the winds as markets fragment into countless niches. The one big growth area is the web, but it's an uncategorizable sea of a million destinations, each defined